Hey everyone, welcome to Pure Nintendo's 7th podcast. And I'm joined by Kevin over the phone once again.
Hey guys.
We're going to be talking about a couple WiiWare games that were announced this week. And then we'll go into some of the Virtual Console news and a couple of the new game announcements, specifically Cursed Mountain. And then we'll go into a discussion on third parties and the Motion Plus. So, yeah, we have a good show lined up for you. And James is back from Africa. I talked to him today, but he's trying to catch up on some rest. And next Friday, all three of us are going to get together and we'll have an in-person live podcast all together. So I'll be looking forward to that. Yeah, we'll go ahead and go into the WiiWare games. Kevin, what were the two new announcements this week for WiiWare?
Oh, Wallace and Gromit. You know, interesting and WiiWare. But the big one I'm looking forward to is Tetris Party.
Yeah, Tetris Party. I mean, just looking at the official website that launched this week, I mean, it looks like it's going to have a lot of cool features. They want to include balance board support. I don't even know how that's going to work, playing Tetris with the balance board. But I guess you can shift your weight to rotate pieces, and I don't know, but I mean, it sounds pretty cool. And then, what were some of the other features, Kevin, they had?
Puzzle mode?
Puzzle mode, yeah.
I forget what it's called, puzzle mode?
Yeah, I think so. Like, you fit together the pictures.
Yeah, the screen. The screenshot on the website shows four players, you know, Wi-Fi or local. They're playing, and they had to fill up a picture of a smiley face. And it seems pretty hard, but it could be fun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of cool modes that they showed off on the site. And they mentioned Wi-Fi multiplayer, and it looked like you can do up to six people, which is going to be a lot of fun. And they also showed what was it called, back-to-back Tetris, where you can, it's almost like a co-op mode where it has basically two Tetris boards put together, and you know, each player gets their own piece on the left and the right. And you try and create lines that are basically double the width of a normal Tetris. And so you kind of, you know, if you get a piece on the left side that can fit on the right side, you can actually move your piece over there, and vice versa. So that's kind of a cool new concept for a Tetris game.
There's also the dual mode.
Yeah, the dual mode.
Where you're fighting for supremacy of the board, I guess.
Yeah, there's a lot of cool multiplayer modes, and it seems more than what we've seen from a lot of WiiWare games. Like, it seems like it could almost be a full-fledged Wii game. So it's good to actually see that coming from, you know, WiiWare games. There's only been a couple really solid WiiWare games so far. Like, Lost Winds was really cool, even though it was kind of short. You know, it really showed a lot of potential for the platform. And this Tetris Party, I mean, with all the features that it has and using the Wi-Fi connection, I mean, if it's just going to be like $10-$15, that's a pretty good deal. So that's a couple good WiiWare games on the horizon. I think Tetris Party is supposed to come out later this year. Yeah, it just says fall 2008, so we'll definitely be looking forward to that game when it comes out. And then there were a couple news items for the Virtual Console. One of them I was really excited about, Samurai Showdown 2 for the Neo Geo, is coming out this Monday for the Virtual Console, and I'm a huge fan of Samurai Showdown. Kevin knows. James knows, pretty much everyone knows by now. But it's one of my favorite fighting games, and the second one is said to be one of the best ones just because they added a lot more to the fighting system. There's a lot more parrying attacks and defense moves. And they basically increased the graphics of at least the level of detail of all the characters and animations. And they also added, I think, 4 new characters. And there's a couple hidden characters, hidden bosses that you can unlock. So there's, you know, a lot to look forward to in that game, and that's definitely going to be a game I'll be playing next week quite a bit. And there were a couple announcements as far as Wii games this week, one of which was Samurai Showdown Anthology. I think it got a release date, at least a tentative release date, of Q4 2008. And I think this is kind of a push-up from an older date that it had. I think before it was scheduled for spring of next year. So that's kind of cool that it's going to come out a little earlier. And then there was one big rumor, Kevin, about a famous Dreamcast franchise. What was that all about?
Yeah, the Jet Grind Radio.
Yeah.
I've only briefly played it on the Dreamcast, but I have high hopes that it will come to the Wii and be an awesome game.
Yeah. Yeah, I never played it on the Dreamcast, so you know a little bit more about it than I do, but I mean, just looking at some of the screenshots online and some of the gameplay, you know, it looks like it could be pretty well suited for the Wii, and even maybe the balance board, if they wanted to implement that.
Yeah, and the graphics, you know, they're kind of stylized graphics.
Yeah.
They don't need to be super detailed, you know, PS3 or Xbox. I mean, I think the Wii is perfectly suited for a game like this.
Yeah, so Jet Grind Radio, that's going to be a pretty good game if it does come out for the Wii. You know, like I said, it's just a rumor right now. But hopefully we'll hear maybe something about that at the Tokyo Game Show. Sega might announce something about that there. So then the other announcement that was this week was kind of a surprise announcement. It's for a new survival horror game called Cursed Mountain. And what were some of the details on that, Kevin?
Well, first of all, Cursed Mountain sounds fantastic. You know, it's specifically built for the Wii. But basically, you're a mountain climber, and I believe your brother is lost or something happened to him, so you're in search for him, and you're slowly scaling up this mountain. And, you know, okay, there's two different worlds or realities, one in the human world, another in the spirit world. And in, like, the spirit world, developers said you actually have, like, actions such as praying and ritual-type actions, which is going to be interesting to see how that is implemented.
Yeah. I wonder if they'll use the balance board for that.
Yeah, you kneel down.
Right.
Pray.
Yeah.
So weird.
Yeah, so it looks, I mean, we just saw some of the concept art for it. But like you were saying, how you're scaling up the mountain, and you can actually, like, look back at, like, areas that you visited, right, as you're climbing. So that'll be...
That's fantastic, because, I mean, that's a new type of game. I mean, what other game, I mean, I guess the old Rampage games had you climbing up stuff, but nothing in, you know, full 3D.
Right. Yeah, I mean, the Wii's getting a lot of really good support from third parties, and especially with these exclusive games. I know, Fatal Frame 4, you know, that's another survival horror game that is going to be a Wii exclusive. So this, you know, is kind of in that same genre. So the Wii is definitely getting its share of, you know, survival horror games from Resident Evil 4, Fatal Frame, and now this new Cursed Mountain. So the Wii is definitely getting a lot of mature titles, I think. So that's good to see. So hopefully we'll hear some more information about Cursed Mountain soon.
Okay. Their website just went live.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and so you can check it out. There's no trailers or screens, but there is a muted out button, so we should be seeing new trailer screens in the near future, hopefully. But yeah, there's a wallpaper you can download, and there's some eerie music, so it's kind of creepy if you go there. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about the game.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, I have high hopes for it, so hopefully it'll deliver. Did they mention a release date at all, or I'm guessing it's just next year sometime?
Yeah, I'm assuming next year.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. Maybe we'll hear something about that at either Leipzig or the Tokyo Game Show. Yeah, so on to our next topic of discussion. It's kind of a big area for Wii developers, is the topic of the Wii Motion Plus, and, you know, whether or not developers want to, you know, delay games to implement the new features of the Motion Plus, or, you know, go ahead and release the games that they've basically finished, and then focus on the Wii Motion Plus next year. One of the big announcements this week was Red Steel 2, has confirmed to be using the Wii Motion Plus, but they said they've only been working on it for just a few months. Isn't that right, Kevin?
Yeah, that's saving work.
Yeah, so I imagine that they're probably just storyboarding or, you know, just kind of brainstorming ideas, and, you know, it works out for them that Nintendo announced it when they did, you know, because they weren't basically done with the game. You know, they're like, oh well, we're just in the planning stages anyway, it's just the first few months, so hey, might as well use the new Motion Plus since our game's going to come out next year anyway. So the announcement kind of worked out really well for Ubisoft in that sense, but there are a lot of other third party developers like EA and Activision, LucasArts, I mean, there's a ton of developers that have games that are using the Wii Remote and that are coming out this fall that, you know, are gonna, you know, have to make that choice of, do we delay games or do we just release them and next year we'll focus on the Motion Plus. One of the bigger dilemmas is for LucasArts, because the Clone Wars movie is coming out this fall. And the Clone Wars for the Wii is, you know, they're like, yeah, this is finally the lightsaber game that's going to use the Wii Remote. But, you know, it's not going to be what everyone expects it to be right now. You know, now that everybody knows about the Wii Motion Plus, they're like, hey, we can have a full one-to-one lightsaber game. So why not just wait for a game to come out that uses the Motion Plus? So there's kind of a dilemma, especially for LucasArts, since they basically have the game done, and they want to, you know, release it alongside the movie. So I guess LucasArts is just going to have to make another lightsaber game for us, Kevin.
Yeah, that's actually what they do right when they're done with Clone Wars. You know, ship it out. I'm sure enough people will play it. I mean,
yeah.
Kids, adults, that will start.
Yeah. I'll probably still buy it.
Ground up, fantastic one-to-one lightsaber action.
Yeah. Yeah, because just focus on Clone Wars for now. You know, get it out the door. Make it as good as you can make it now. And then, yeah, like you said, just, you know, come out with a amazing new Star Wars game next year, or, you know, that's going to use the Motion Plus. Developers have to just adapt, and, you know, maybe we'll see a lot of games that use it next year anyway. I guess even if developers had known about it, you know, Nintendo was like, well, it's not going to come out till our new Wii Sports does, and that's not till next year. I guess Nintendo felt that, you know, it wouldn't have affected games coming out this year anyway, but I don't really see people not buying Clone Wars because it's not using the Wii Motion Plus. Do you, Kevin?
No, I mean, if there was a Star Wars game that was going to be released on the side of the Wii Motion Plus next spring, yeah, that would definitely hurt a can of life and sales. But I don't don't think people will stop buying the game because of potentially better game that doesn't exist yet.
Right, yeah. I mean, LucasArts hasn't announced anything, so we don't know. I mean, we can only speculate, but... yeah, for sure. I mean, if you can really wait that long, if you want to just hold out for that, that's your choice, I guess. But I think Clone Wars will be really good, and playing it there at E3, you know, the controls seem really well adapted, and I think it's going to be a pretty good game that's going to use the Wii Remote to its full potential, at least right now. So. That's definitely an issue right now for third parties, but hopefully, you know, they're in the planning stages, and they're going to come out with some sort of announcements in the beginning of next year for maybe new games for 09. Some of the big games that are probably going to use the Motion Plus are those perennial games like Tiger Woods and Madden. Some of the tennis games, but those are games that could definitely benefit from the Motion Plus, and I think you'll definitely see those third parties using the Motion Plus next year. So,
and I'm betting Monster Hunter 3 will definitely have it.
Oh yeah,
because that game probably won't release till, you know, winter of 09.
Yeah.
So that gives them at least, you know, a year or so extra development time with.
Yeah, for sure. And any game that was going to be announced or that was, you know, still kind of in that limbo stage, you know, why not implement Motion Plus? If you don't have a firm release date for this holiday, might as well just say, well, we're just going to release it next year and we're going to be adding Motion Plus as, you know, for... Just for you having to wait 8 months longer, you're going to get these new features, so.
Well, I almost think any game that is released after Wii Sports Resort needs to have it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, unless it's some, you know, puzzle game that just uses, you know, pointer, but every game needs to be incorporated.
Yeah, in some way, and I think that Nintendo, when they give their development kits out, they're going to say, you know, hey, now you can easily implement the Wii Motion Plus and not have imprecise controls and not worrying about developers, you know, kind of tacking on, you know, waggle controls that the Wii Remote has right now. So the Motion Plus, you know, is kind of a double-edged sword for developers, but I think in the end it's going to work out, you know, pretty well, and developers are going to hopefully use it to its full potential. Well, that really wraps it up for our podcast this week, Evan.
That was good.
Yeah, just kind of short and sweet. There wasn't too much huge news, but it's nice to just go through the week and break down the news. So, but yeah, we'll look forward to next weekend. We'll be broadcasting with James and just get the whole gang together, and we'll probably play some games pretty much all weekend.
Yes, it needs to happen.
Yeah, so, and we can get a bunch of the people online from the site to play with us too, so if you guys want to play next weekend, Mario Kart or Smash Brothers or whatever, we'll definitely be up for it, so we'll let you guys know. And have a great weekend.